Have you heard not only that we should sleep 7 to 9 hours, but that we did before the Industrial Revolution? Perhaps you've heard that before the advent of artificial light and the 40-hour work week and things of this nature, we used to sleep much longer. We actually used to have bimodal sleep. We slept first a little bit in the early part of the night and then somewhere in the later part of the night, and we used to take naps. And perhaps you've wondered, like, is this all true? Here's the thing. We're going to look today in Heard Online at my favorite study, and we're going to see that we can actually travel back in time to check if this is true or not. But we can't travel back in time, but we still can. How is this possible? Well, here's the thing. There are people who still live in pre-industrial societies in Tanzania, Namibia, and in Bolivia. And studies have been done where, you know, in these populations, people have used these like actigraphy devices that give a fairly accurate amount of, like, you know, they estimate sleep fairly accurately. And the results, I think, are super duper interesting. So without further ado, let me share my screen with you, and we'll take a look at one of my favorite studies. And if you if you heard me say before that, oh, this is my favorite study, well, this is also my favorite study. I have two, actually. This is one of them, one that I quote all the time. It's from Current Biology. It is by Gandhi, Yetish, and co-workers. And I have actually asked, I'm connected on Twitter with Gandhi, Yetish, and I've asked twice if he wanted to be a guest on our channel. One time he said he would, but then I didn't hear from him. So still waiting. Hopefully, if you hear this, Gandhi, you're very, very welcome, because I think this is super, super interesting. So this study, the summary here starts with the question, how did humans sleep before the modern era? And, you know, again, we hear a lot of things about that. We hear that, we slept much more. We we took naps and things of that nature. Is this really true? Well, that's exactly what they set out to investigate. So here we see like a world map. These three locations, they asked, members of certain tribes, certain groups to wear actigraphy devices. And here we see some kind of raw data. And we can see this person here. They were very active, like here and here, and not so active here. So the blue part here is basically where the device says guessed that the person was asleep. And generally speaking, actigraphy correlates pretty well with actual sleep with EEG. Now, let's jump right into their findings. So we're going to look at some topics here and start with sleep duration. And here the authors write, sleep time in the Hadza, San, and Simane groups was similar between 5.7 and 7.1 hours, with the sleep period duration the time set off for sleep, if you will, between 6.9 to 8.5 hours. So this is the first thing I always point out, that sleep in these groups was, around 6 hours, between 5.7, 7.1. So an average, maybe, what's that going to be, like 6.4? I don't know, something like that. In these groups was like 6.4, which is like very, very similar to what you find in any society anywhere in the world. So interestingly, in these pre-industrial societies where there's no artificial light, there's no commuting to work, there's no iPhones, there's no Netflix, there's nothing, people sleep the same amount as they do in like Switzerland or Hong Kong or anywhere else we study. So there's this remarkable similarity in sleep duration, regardless of where you are in the world, but also regardless of like circumstances. And to me, this finding that we just looked at, it really questions the idea that we slept more in the past. So I think that was a big one that I remember finding really interesting from this study. And let's take a look at the next one, which is napping. It has long been noted that modern humans experience a dip in mid-afternoon alertness. And it's been questioned, it's been said that under quote unquote natural circumstances, a nap would occur, So did it occur in these groups? Well, we can see that in the sun group, so in one group, The device scored no nap in 210 days of recording in the winter, and it scored 10 naps in 364 days in the summer. They showed similar, you know, similar lack of napping in the other groups as well. So the idea that our kind of afternoon kind of like sleepiness should be a nap, and in international samples we do nap, also very much questioned, because there were very little napping happening in these groups. Insomnia, they tried to investigate. They found that in at the time of neither group out of the two that where they investigated that, neither group had a word for insomnia in their language. So we explained the concept in terms of sleep onset and maintenance insomnia, not due to illness. And 5% said they had sometimes had sleep onset problems. 9% sometimes had sleep maintenance problems. I don't know what to make of this, really. I would say that if neither group had a word for something, to me, it means that in a way it doesn't really exist. So it was almost like, you know, it sounds like the authors almost put the words in their mouths, like, you know, do you have this? And when they described it, some people said yes. So I really question if something like insomnia can exist without the idea that we ought to be in control of when we fall asleep and when we wake up and things of that nature, without even having a concept of time. I really, really strongly doubt that that insomnia, the way we know it in our child, can exist. But that was a little bit of that. And I thought, wasn't the final thing temperature? Not really. I'm just going to conclude there, actually. And I'm going to say, like, you can just Google this, natural sleep and its seasonal variations in prenatal societies, and you'll find actually the whole article is available for anyone to read for free. But in summary here, I think this was, I love this article because it shows that all these things that we're told play so much role, like how much light exposure there is, if we're on devices or not, screens and temperature and things like that, actually, they don't seem to matter that much at all, because we seem to sleep the same amount now as we probably did like hundreds of years ago. It dispels the notion that we should have a nap like during the day. And it also, to me, really questions this idea that in the past we used to have like two like bimodal sleep. Yeah. And I think anything that makes like takes pressure away from like sleeping a lot, seeing that sleeping, you know, about 6 hours, 6.5, something like that is typical all over the world, I think that can really help when we have struggled with sleep. And, you know, anything that takes away some pressure, I think really, really helps. So I hope you found this interesting. Let me know what you thought about this study in the comments. And as always, if you're finding your way to where you want to be, you're sleeping peacefully, you're feeling like yourself, that is wonderful. Share it with us. If you are finding things difficult, if you're struggling, you're not feeling like yourself, you would like some guidance, some support on your path to where you want to be, then do head over to thesleepcoachschool.com. Check out our coaching options if you decide to join. We look forward to seeing you on the inside. That's all for today. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Bye now.